The ambulance tears off down the road, disappearing beneath the horizon of blackthorn hedges. The dog looks at me, I look at the dog. Neither of us says a word. That's a good dog. A man comes up the road wearing a long black coat. He has a dog with him. He looks at my shoes. I'm wearing my leopard skin brothel creepers.
Was that Tommy away in the ambulance?
Aye, he took a wee turn. They're taking him into Letterkenny, and they might take him to Galway after that.
Yeah, cancer is a bad dose. Are you a relation of his?
No, I'm a friend of his daughter. She's coming back from America tomorrow. She phoned me to see could I keep an eye on the place.
Angela, is it?
Aye.
Did she ever get married?
No.
Didn't see you around these parts before.
I live down in Tully Glen.
Where in Tully Glen?
Do you know Callahan's garage? I live there. Belonged to my uncle.
Oh, have you now? Are you the boy who plays the music?
Aye.
I thought I knowed you all right. Lie down. You'll be minding the place till Angela arrives then. He has the place well kept, so he has. He's never out of the garden.
Aye, it's immaculate, so it is.
What do you call them shoes?
I just call them shoes.
Get down, you brute. Come away now. I better keep going. Do you know who I am?
No.
That's right, you don't. Good luck.
Good luck. I get my guitar and Wellington boots from my van. Come on, pup. He's an old dog, but all dogs like to be called pup. You can tell Tommy spends a lot of time in the garden, all weeded and seeded. I don't know much about garden flowers. It's mostly weeds I grow. Some weeds are very pretty, mind you. There was a fella on the radio yesterday says that nettles is good for the bees. I have a lot of nettles in my place. That radio man made me feel righteous. Me and the bumblebees saving the planet. It's a funny wee house. A two-story railway gatekeeper's cottage. There's no railway around here no more. All gone a long time. The inside is as perfect as the outside. Of Jacinta Rogers, from her family home in Kilkenny at 6. A tidy wee country kitchen with one of them vinyl tablecloths, just like my granny had, and a whole lot of sentimental ornaments. I'd say it's exactly the same as it was when his wife was alive, he just gives it a dust. There's a photo of the two of them up on the mantelpiece between the china dogs. The big black range. He lit the fire before he left. That's old school. Before he left, he showed me where the dog food was, and he handed me 3 envelopes for Angela. There's money in them. The way he talked reminded me of my own father.
There's turf in the shed. The switch for the immersion's just inside the hot press there. If anyone calls looking for seed potatoes, they're in the new shed. Let them bag them themselves. The remote for the television is on the mantelpiece somewhere. The keys is all there on the table. Anything you need, just help yourself.
He's like my own father. But Donegal's so small, we're probably related anyway. There's a note on the table left for Angela. Things to do.
Pay Sweeney's. Keep an eye on the beasts. The young one is in calf. Phone Auntie Nora. Tell her I'm grand. I have my mobile phone with me.
Angela's flying across the ocean to be with him. Right now. Flying across the ocean to hold her daddy's hand. Come on, pup. I'm relying on you to show me the ropes. There's a Massey Ferguson Turbo 240. I can't believe my luck. I'll take her out for a spin after tea. Come on, we'll check on the cows. I noticed the potato drills tumbled down. You can see where Tommy started to repair them, but it was probably too much for him. Death comes in increments, stealing away a bit at a time, reclaiming it all on behalf of the great cosmic weed conspiracy. Come on, pup. Come on. Where does he keep the spade? Dig. 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 Oh, dog, do you dig, dada, dig. Dog, do you dig, dada, dig. Dog, do you dig, dog, do you dig. Dog, do you dig, dada, dig. Ho-diggity-do, ho-diggity-day. Ho-diggity-do, ho-diggity-day. It's all about potatoes at the end of the day. Ho-diggity-do, ho-diggity-day. There's nothing else for digging since my woman gone away. You look at me, Rover, and you say to yourself, there's a dog has it all. But behind this rugged exterior, I'm just a hollow shell. No more than a broken down blues man with a heart what's in tatters. I loved her. She said she loved me. Mathematically, everything seemed to be in order. Then about a month ago...
Come here till I tell you. Remember I applied for that visual artist residency on the Ship of Fools project? I got it. I'm going to be sailing around the world on a boat full of radical conceptual artists. I'll be away for about 2 years. We're starting off in Iceland. I'm going to be working on a lava sculpture of the Black Madonna to bring to Mexico. Say something. I know this is really hard for you. It's really hard for me too. It is. It really is. It is. This is what I've always wanted to do, even though I didn't know I wanted to do it. If I don't do it now, I might never do it. Cast adrift into the unknown, listening to every breath of the ocean, rolling with every turn of the planet and tug of the moon, surrendering to the spiral of creativity that wells within me. I can't just arse around Tully Glen for the rest of my life. The planet needs saving.
She's probably sitting in an Irish bar in Reykjavik now, telling them all about how great Donegal is. She used to be so rockabilly. Damned homeopathy. Oh, diggity-do. Oh, diggity-day. There's nothing else for digging since my woman gone away. See, pup, I'd miss the birds singing. This planet's talking no matter where you're standing. You just have to listen. I don't have to tell you that. Our conversation now, this meaningful interspecies communication, it's no big deal. It's what we do. Donegal is so small, we're probably cousins. Way back, I mean. An evolution. Not recent. Come on and show me them cows. Soon as Angela arrives tomorrow, I'll be hitting the road with a highly strung orchestra. Off on tour. It's not as salubrious as it sounds. There's just the four of us. Highly strung and drastically diminished. Doing gigs in small pokey places and doing our best to lift people's spirits. We're fighting a good fight here at home. Hello, honeybee. Sea pup, beehives. Beloved of farmers, poets and blues men. Symbol of unity, power in a community. No big mystery. They're just doing what bees do. Come on, we'll have a gander. As I get closer, I notice the ground all around littered with small corpses of dead bees. Einstein said, "The bees die, we all die." I saw that on Facebook. Hey Sinead, a spark plug here, ringing at 3:30 on Thursday the 25th. Listen, I hope the whole transplant thing is working out for you. Listen, I'm looking at a lot of dead bees here and I don't know what to do, so I'm calling on my expert friend. Give me a call when you get this message. Maybe it's the radiation from mobile phones is doing it. I grab an old newspaper from the floor of the barn. The headline says, "American Taliban has Donegal roots." I brush the bees onto the newspaper. I'm sitting on Tommy's armchair meditating, trying to sort myself out. I feel bad. I hate conflict. Earlier on, I found a book on the bookshelf, The Modern Bee Farm, by S.S. Simmons. New revised edition, 1893. It's fascinating. I was starving, so I heated myself up a tin of vegetable soup. And in my mind, I'm drawing the comparison between bees and human beings who grow and gather crops and put soup into tins to feed other worker humans. And in that context, I'm a blues man. I have a very important part to play. No more important or less important, but equally important. Next thing, a boy racer pulls up outside. The bass rattles the ornaments. Just a knock, he walks right in. One of Donegal's indigenous boy racers. Celtic jersey. A stupid grin on his face. He looks about 20. Trapped in the personality of a 14-year-old. "What are you doing with all the dead bees on the table?" "I'm making bee soup." "I thought you were going to smoke them." "What'd happen if you smoked them?" "You're serious, aren't you? Don't start smoking dead bees. You have your whole life ahead of you." "I heard somewhere you can smoke bees. Where's Tommy?" "He's in hospital." "Is he all right?" "We have to wait and see." And the enormity of the situation hits me. Tommy's dying. "I just come up to get a lend of the tractor." "What are you going to do with it?" "I'm going to take her for a wee spin up the fields." "No, you're not." "Why not? Tommy lets me." "Tommy's not here. What happens if you get hurt? I'll get the blame." "Aye, well, you might get hurt and I'll be to blame." Pick up the book about beekeeping again. I start to read it. I am aware that there are some beekeepers who consider that a queen can be too prolific. I flick through the entire book, but there's nothing jumping out about bees dying. A bit about foul brood, all right, but I've no time to read the whole book. I Google dead bees on my phone. The broadband is desperate, so I wander around looking for a stronger signal. Climb up on top of the turf shed. It's all there on the internet. All the information I need. There's too much information. Some of the information doesn't pertain to this situation. I need to be discerning. How do you get to be discerning? Through the accumulation of information. All you need to know about bees. Historic, poetic, scientific, esoteric, bees and more bees, diseases. Cells pass on information to other cells. Information again, cells communicate. And information by itself serves no purpose. Communicating information, the honeybee wiggles its ass. hive of information.
Honeybee ground around hundreds of floor beehives to claim millions of lives.
The mysterious honeybee apocalypse.
Honeybee carcasses coated the ground around hundreds of Florida beehives.
A mysterious massacre claiming millions of lives.
There are many various possible explanations for dead bees depending on the species and circumstances. Sometimes the causes are natural.
My sister found dead bumblebees by her pond. They had made a nest.
Recently
by the
I had a bath,
edge.
And when I came back into my bedroom, there were 55 tiny dead honeybees on the windowsill.
Zombie flies may be killing honeybees.
Both the virus and the fungus proliferate in cool, damp weather, and both do their dirty work in the bee gut, suggesting that insect nutrition is somewhat.
The male bee, the drone, which is produced parthenogenetically, that is, from non-fertilized and therefore haploid.
In some areas of New England and Appalachia, it was believed that once someone died, it was important for the family to go tell the bees.
The drone has no father. All its body cells are haploid.
Queen bee, queen bee.
Bamboozled by bee blogs and podcasts, I decide to check my email. A message from Ruby.
What's up, my number one blues man? Can't sleep, so excited. We set sail for Cuba at 6 bells. I've been thinking about you loads and realise it's unfair to expect you to be celibate while I'm away. So, my dear, do as you must do with my blessings. Ciao, bello. Ruby.
Ciao, bello. She's met an Italian. Dead bees. The purpose of the male drone is to mate with the queen. In winter, they are no longer needed and are put out of the hive to die. That's the man-bee blues.
Hello. Is this a private party or can anyone drop in? I hear you've got bee trouble.
How did you hear that?
News travels fast around these parts. No, Monty down in the post office was telling me. She said you had a run-in with wee Podge Gallagher. You're a brave man. My name's Rosa. I keep bees myself. Where's the hives?
She is so fine. I've seen her around a few times, but I was with Ruby, so I tried not to notice. Now I notice. I jump off the shed. Over this way. Come on, Pop. I gathered up the ones that was dead. They're in the house. No signs of mates, but I might have missed them.
It could be a number of things, but I'm guessing it's the forestry. See, they spray the trees with pesticide to protect them from parasites. The bees ingest it. Let me see the dead ones. Tommy has the place lovely. He was badly failed the last time I saw him. That's a good dog. It's impossible to tell without setting them off to get analysed. But I lost bees and that's what it was. Them so-and-sos in the forestry.
So what do I need to do?
Well, it's not a big amount that's dead. And they might just have been in the wrong place at the wrong time. I might get away with moving the hives. Well, I'll help you. I'll come up tomorrow. We can do it then. Oh, the poor wee dotes.
I have to head off tomorrow, around lunchtime. I'm going on tour with my band.
I'll call up in the morning after I let out the hens.
I'm just about to make something to eat. Why don't you stay for dinner?
All right. I will. Thank you. I tell you what. You start cooking and I'll go get some wine.
Oh, Rosa. Better have a shower, just in case. When there is no shower, I'll have a bath. No time for the immersion. I'll have a cold bath. The Donegal School of Tantric Sex. Hello, Sinead. Thanks for getting back to me, Sinead. No, it's all under control. The bees are happy now. How did the transplant go? Good. That's great. Fantastic. Listen, Sinead, I have to go now. I'll talk soon, okay? Bye.
Oh, no.
Hello? My name's Sparkplug. I'm minding the place. He went into hospital this morning. I'm not a robber. I haven't got him tied up. Phone the hospital later, Kenny. I'll get Angela to ring you when she arrives. Thanks. Bye. Hey, Norma, what's happening? Oh, Jesus, how's it going? Where's Norma? I thought she was disqualified from driving. Listen, I'm just getting into the bath, so can you make it quick? If it's about the amplifier, I got new valves. You better not tell me you pawned your guitar again. No, it's not till tomorrow night. The gig's on Friday. Check the text. You're in Tully Glen now. I'm not in Tully Glen. I'm not coming back tonight. I'm staying somewhere else. Just sleep in the car, will you? All right. Listen, you go out the road you came in on. Right? Go out that road. You'll see a sign for Crossings Mill on the left. You can see the school.
This wine's good. Do you not drink?
When I drink, I end up in jail. So how long have you been keeping bees?
This is nice. About 5 years. Oh, it's a long story. Oh, I went to boarding school in Galway and I made friends with a girl from Toronto, a diplomat's daughter, Nefertiti. Her uncle was one of the biggest producers of raw silk outside of China. So, after my husband ran off with a unicyclist, I sold the house in Istanbul and came back to Ireland. I bought my wee place up the road. I began growing vegetables and keeping honeybees. But like I said, I nearly lost all the bees last year to pesticide. At first, I thought it was local farmers spraying rapeseed. We had words. But then, I discovered the forestry put stuff on the trees right beside me. We've been at war since.
More wine?
Don't mind if I do. At the start, I had some romantic notion of keeping bees and writing poetry. And I do still write poetry. But as time passed, I became more aware of the environment in a less abstract way. Don't laugh. I realised I was drawn to the spirituality of the bees.
I'm not laughing.
Bee worship was common in many pre-Christian societies. Can I have another glass of wine, please? I don't usually tell anybody this. Thank you. Anyway, long story short, I am a priestess of the Sacred Order of Melissa.
Wow.
Bold wee black bees of Erin, your sister here adorns the speckled robe of dreamtime, the honey and the corn. Bold wee black bees of Erin, before you all I bow. You to me are holy as any Hindu cow.
Hello. Hello, anybody home? It's only us. Where's the toilet?
Food, great. I'd eat a nun's arse through a convent hedge. Them directions you give us were desperate. Lucky I saw the van outside.
Rosa, this is Jesus O'Donnell. Jesus, this is Rosa.
Hello, Rosa. Are you married? I'll talk to you in a minute. I have to go to the toilet. I'll just take a wee slice of this bread.
Where's the food?
Rosa, this is Norma. She plays clarinet and poker. Norma, this is Rosa.
Your hair's lovely. We were just talking about beehives.
Yeah, well, this isn't a beehive. It's a hornet's nest. It's too humid in here to rehearse. Is there another room?
And this is Scorsese.
Hello, Scorsese.
Scorsese doesn't say much at all, ever. Don't take it personal. He's working on a homage to Harpo Marx the past 3 months. He's vowed not to speak till it's done. There you go, Rosa. We are the highly strung orchestra, diminished but undefeated, boldly going where no band has gone before.
Is there any meat?
That bathroom needs decorating. Does the radio work? Can you get Lyric here?
And here's the quantum string theory from their debut album, Swinging Cats in a Boxcar.
The quantum jump that I make.
Are you all right to do the dishes by yourself? It'll give us a chance to run over a couple of tunes while we're waiting for you. Getting a bit rusty.
I'll help you with the dishes. Where's the corkscrew? They seem like good people.
I might be stretching it a bit. Now they know you have a self-sufficient farm, you'll be on their places to hide out list. They'd be like cuckoo bees.
Ooh, you're a bee expert now.
Well, I have dedicated some time to research on Wikipedia.
And what kind of bee would you be?
Oh, I'm a king bee, baby, buzzing round your hive.
There's some whiskey in the cabinet in there. Do you think anybody would mind if we had a wee drop? We can replace it in the morning or next time we're passing.
Come on, Sparkplug Callahan. Sing to me.
The first time I met the beekeeper, I was bumbling like a big bumblebee. I mumbled, oh honey, I was wondering, baby, might you be persuaded to be keeping me? Read about my baby like foul, y'all. She called us good mother, my duty daddy. Where would we be without the bees pollinating apple trees? Together by the breeze. Go and Socrates.
I hate sherry, but you know this isn't too bad.
Jesus, don't be putting cigarettes out in the carpet.
As the Bailey's gone.
So is the bees inside the hive dead or alive?
I don't know.
Perfect, then they're both dead and alive, which is the state of perpetual cosmic potential I practice on an ongoing basis, waiting for the Buddha to flip open the lid on this box we call reality.
They're either dead or alive. They can't be both.
Oh, Rosa dear, give me a flattened bee there, boys.
When Schrodinger, standing by the refrigerator, longing for a bottle of beer. The fridge is full of everything his heart desires, so long as he remains standing here. The limits of physics weigh on his shoulder. He's afraid to open a little door. Imagine growing colder, shrouding it. Don't wanna walk to the stove.
You tell him, Norma.
Didn't do
Erwin Rudolf Joseph Alexander Schrodinger was an Austrian physicist. Boy, could he come up with stuff.
He said that the whole four-dimensional pattern is known to be determined by the structure of that one cell, the fertilized egg. Moreover, we know that it is essentially determined by the structure of only a small part of that cell, its large nucleus.
Schrodinger, don't want it.
don't care if the bees is dead or alive, do you? Nobody cares, so long as they get cheap furniture.
Believe me, I try to avoid furniture at all costs.
You'll have to forgive Norma, Rosa. She gets a few drinks into her. She's all science and Buddhism.
Don't patronise me. I know all about quantum physics.
She knows more than me. All I know is everything seems to be about relationships. Most intriguing of all is the relationship between musical notes. Duke Ellington, he'd give Schrodinger a run for his money.
It's Podge Gallagher. He's a harmless enough young fella.
And I'm wondering, is there a honeybee version of Boy Racers?
Quit that carry on now. Cop yourself on. Come on in and have a drink. Have you any more of that buckfast? Listen, he's not a bad young fella. He's just a bit of an outsider. He needs love. We all need love. Just show him some love.
We should change the name of the band to the Highly Stung Orchestra.
Come on in, love. Everyone, this is Podge. And what's your name, darling?
This is Saffron.
Oh, these are so cute. How's it
going? Rosa, come here.
What?
That wee girl with the buckfast, she's about 15.
Oh, but she's very sensible looking.
Did you hear something outside?
Did anyone ever tell you you're very attractive?
I think there's somebody out in the yard. I better look.
If the dead, they were lying. You're not the slightest bit attractive.
A white transit van. The mystery man I saw this morning. He's passing boxes out the back door of the van to another fella. Your man's bringing them over to the potato sheds. It looks like plants is in them boxes. What are you at?
Listen, I have no time to explain. Here, hold that.
It's a grass plant.
Is that what it is? Aye. Come on, grab another one. Hurry up, Liam. Listen, I got a tip off. The guards is going to come and search my farm in the morning, so I'm just going to leave these in Tommy's shed till after they're gone.
You can't do that. How many is there?
About 100. The bank was going to take away the farm. I had to figure out a quick way of making money, and as luck would have it, I met Liam at a poker game in Derry, and we came to an arrangement.
The drug squad is coming up this road in the morning. And you've turned Tommy's shed into the Donegal depot for cannabis.com.
It won't be the drug squad. It'll be customs and excise and some backup. They'll be looking for red diesel, but I'm not worried about that because technically it's in the old piggery, which is intestate. It belongs to the government. It's on government property. Nothing to do with me.
That's the last one now, Desi.
You're having a wee do in the house? Music and all. I could do with a wee drink to relax after that. What about you, Liam? Grab that bottle of potchine out of the glove compartment.
As we walk into the house, a rake of squad cars goes flying up the road.
Some say we're highly stung. Some say our sting is stung.
Where did Rosa go?
I don't know. She was here a minute ago.
There she is. Look out the back window.
Wasters! Why won't you listen? Why won't you look? Pay attention, people! Spark plug! Come on, out will you see? Be true to true industry. Don't mess with a bee, people!
I go out the back door. The forestry shed across the road is on fire. All them pesticides are very flammable. Flames leaping high in the night sky.
I borrowed your lighter.
Rosa, what have you done?
Come here and give us a kiss. I don't need a hand. I need a drink.
I walk over to the hives. All over the world, there's traditions of telling the bees, keeping them informed, especially about births, deaths and marriages. Always tell the bees when someone dies. Hello, bees. Sorry about the loud music, but that's us, that's what we do. I hope it didn't keep you awake. I don't know if Tommy's been keeping you up to date. He's not in the best of health. That'll be the guards. I better go. I juke under the barbed wire and start walking through the meadow, away from the commotion. Keep walking. The grass is wet with dew, and the night filled with sweet scents. And the moon is peeking out from behind a cloud. There you are, pup. Good dog. I should have left a note for Angela. It'll be all right. It'll have sorted itself all out by the morning. That's a lovely moon. I wonder what kind of bees they have in Iceland. I slept in a farm shed about a mile away. I hate sleeping in my clothes, but I'm a blues man, so sometimes it has to be done. Everybody else slept in cells at various Garda stations around the county, in cells just like bees. I had to go back to the house at some stage to get my van and instruments. I was hoping to do it after the guards had gone and before Angela arrived. No chance. The van had been impounded. I had to face the music. I was detained for questioning. But obviously I'm not smart enough to be a criminal, so they let me go. They wanted to deport Norma based on her previous record and the fact that she gave them awful lip. But she's an Irish citizen, and anyway, she's already been deported from everywhere else. Jesus was related to half the guards in the station. They let him go on the internet and brought him tea and Swiss roll. But in the end, I think they were glad to get rid of him. Scorsese and the sergeant got on like a house on fire. For his next project, he's going to do a documentary about the closing of rural Garda stations. Rosa was mortified, but she got off with a caution. I said I'd call in when we get back from tour. Got a phone call from Ruby. She talked non-stop for an hour. Sounds like they're all a bit pretentious in that boat. Pretentious, neurotic, misogynistic, smelly. And they're not as creative as we are in Tully Glen. I don't think she'll stick it. She'll be back before Christmas. Angela was very chilled out about the whole incident. She's lived in New York for 20 years, Christ sakes. And Tommy had a good laugh. Said it took his mind off dying. So everything turned out well in the end. But don't ever ask me about bees. Fascinating creatures. There's a whole world of bees waiting there to be understood, you know. Solitary bees are my favourites. Subterraneans. Did you know that they burrow into the soft soil? And they build a wee nest and they lay a single egg on a ball of nutritious things such as pollen. There's none of that social hierarchy you get with the honeybees.